Chris Burns joins us. Chris, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm just walking back to my apartment from my office in downtown Vancouver, getting ready to go out to see a game at UBC, which will be interesting.
Now, being a former vet, I'm guessing the final preseason game, unless you're a bubble boy, this is one where you're just like, okay, let's get through it. Let's fine-tune some things and move on.
Well, generally that is the feeling, but for a lot of guys, it's going to be the only significant action they're going to have. You know, you think about a guy like, you know, obviously it's a different situation, but Travis Lule, this is his opportunity to get some live action and see how he's feeling. And there are a couple other guys, you know, Solomon Elamimian, Adam Big Hill. They've been practicing, but they haven't been in a game yet. So they want to get in, get a couple of live snaps, and then probably get out as quickly as possible.
Look at the Eskimos' offensive line, Chris. They lose O'Donnell. They got Rotier out for at least 6 weeks, so that's a huge blow to both guard positions. They've got, you know, Greg White, who's, you know, kind of him and, you know, Mason, maybe kind of journeyman guys at this stage of their career. They've both been in the league seven.
There's nothing wrong with being a guy that moves around a little bit now.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. My question.
That was the story of my career.
Hey, you know what? And that, hey, if you keep moving around and other teams want you, well, obviously you're doing something well.
That's what I kept telling myself.
The question is, for those guys, and, you know, they've got the young Danny Grohl, who's a big beast of a man, very aggressive, something the Eskimo line doesn't have. What do you think he needs to do to win a job over those two?
Well, probably, you know, for a young guy, the biggest thing tends to be don't make mistakes. You know, especially when you're, like you said, a big, aggressive guy, a physically capable guy, don't make mistakes. Don't overthink things. Keep it simple. You know, a lot of times guys get in trouble, not just offensive linemen, but other positions when they overthink things and move too much. They think they have to do too much. Just settle down, keep it simple, trust your technique, trust what you've been taught, and don't make mistakes.
The big adjustment for offensive linemen is obviously just the sheer strength and size of guys in the CFL. Do you think it's easier to break into the CFL at the guard position rather than the tackles? Are you a little bit more insulated at the guard to the tackle in your mind?
Well, the big difference is even more, I think, and I guess it depends a little bit on where you come from. If you come from Canada, the game is from Canadian University, the game is the same. You're used to the yard off the ball. You're used to three downs in the style of offense. If you come out of American college football, it's the speed of the game. That's the biggest difference. The yard off the ball, the style of play, quick, you know, in and out off the field. You got to run more. The field's bigger. And that is magnified when you're playing tackle. I came in as a 21-year-old kid out of Portland State and played tackle right away, and I was hanging on for my life. Now, at guard, you got more to think about. You got more checks, but you've got two guys next to you to help tell you what to do. So it makes that a little bit easier. And yes, physically, it is generally easier to play tackle, to play guard than tackle, mostly because of the speed of the game.
When you were hanging on for dear life, was it the adjustment to the yard off the ball and the fact that then those D linemen were coming at you with so much more speed?
Yeah, you know, it was everything. It was the speed of the game, the yard off the ball, you know, I mean, I'll never forget my first game was against a guy named Will Johnson, who was one of the best that ever played. And he was bigger, faster, stronger than anybody I'd seen. I had good guys around me helping me out. The offense, though, was a lot more complicated, a lot more going on. And it was, you know, it was intimidating. It was, you know, it was tough. I still remember my first preseason game was in Edmonton. And walking out on that field and being a Canadian kid, seeing games up there, just the environment's intimidating. And then I'm looking across at you know, Leroy Blue and Larry Ruck and Willie Pless, and it's intimidating, and you've got to keep your head about you. And a lot of that comes down to the guys playing next to you, those veteran guys who can be there to help you out and keep you from, like I said, from overthinking it and making mistakes.
Chris, we always hear that, you know what, oh, some hard knocks is great. Guys learn from and it benefits them. When you look back on your whole career, was that ultimately a great situation, or do you think you would have been better served to maybe be protected a little bit more, at least your first year, you know, to gain the confidence and understand the game more? Or did it not matter either way in the long term of your career?
You know, I don't think so. I think you want to get in and play.
Okay.
And that's what I did. That's what I did that in college. I did it as a young kid in high school. And then when I came into the CFL, I'm very glad that I played right away. You know, I came into a situation that worked for me. I was the one young guy on a veteran offensive line in Saskatchewan that had some great, great players on it. And I think especially if you've got a situation like that, the best thing to do, if you're a player, if you've got the ability, the best thing to do is get out there on the field and you know, jump in the fire and learn on the fly.
Chris Burns, analyst for TSN 1040, joins us. Eskimos taking on the Lions tonight. Chris, how's the Lions' offensive line look?
You know, I think they're going to be great. I think they're going to be a lot better than they were last year. They're making some changes. They've got some unconventional things going on. Looks like they're determined to play an American at center. That's going to be a guy named Foster. It looks like a 300-pounder from Rhode Island. That has a strong history of offensive linemen that I know, at least. But there are some questions. You know, I imagine Dean Valley will start, at least start the season at right guard, and one of the best in the game, Jovan Olafoye, will play right tackle. But the other side is full of question marks. Matt Norman will be out at center, which I think will help them a lot. But is it going to be him or Kirby Fabian playing that left guard? And then who's going to play left tackle?
The big question, of course, is how's Travis Lule look?
Yeah, that is, I can't believe it took this long to get to that.
Yeah, I like to, kind of slow my way into it sometimes.
Well, I appreciate that. Give me a chance to talk about O-lineman before we talk about Travis. But that is a very legitimate concern. I host a fishing TV show, and we had Travis as a guest on the show a couple months ago. So I had a chance to spend about a week with him and talk to him about where he's at and how he's feeling. And the bottom line with Travis is he's never going to be the same. You know, he is never going to be the same quarterback that, you know, I think probably even Eskimo fans really enjoyed watching. I think Travis is a classic CFL quarterback. I think he's in a conversation with great quarterbacks. Probably doesn't have the longevity to be considered with some of the true greats, but he's a fantastic guy. He's the kind of guy you want in the league, the kind of player and the kind of guy. And I think he'll be able to be effective enough for a while. You never know when he's going to take a hit, and it'll be the last one. And unfortunately, you know, what his issue is never going to get fixed. The damage is done to his shoulder. You can do all the surgery you want. It's never going to fix it. So he's just got to play with what he's got. And hopefully for the Lions, one of these young guys can step up. One of these young guys or an old guy like John Beck can step up and fill that void if necessary.
Well, that's the question. You know, they had Kevin Glenn, who was, you know, a longtime good veteran that can come in and fill some shoes for a short time or a long time. He's not there anymore. And so is Beck the number one guy, you think, if Lule goes down and gets hurt again?
Well, you know, that depends because John Beck has not been around and he's not been healthy. And I think my good friend Lowell Ulrich described him as, what did he say, a non-functioning quarterback or something like that today. So it really remains to be seen what's up with John Beck. I don't believe he's going to play tonight. He's been away from camp for a while. And I think it's, at least at the start of the season, if there's an issue with Travis, it's going to be one of the young guys.
Chris Burns, analyst for TSN 1040, joins us. And, you know, Wally Bono's had a quarterbacking factory pretty much ever since he came to the league. It's you know, he's done a very good job at bringing guys in and developing him over the years. Have any of the young guys given you a reason to believe that, you know, maybe they can kind of come out of the shadows like we've seen the last few years, some other young guys, and emerge as a starter?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And that the guy is Jonathan Jennings that everybody in camp was raving about. And then if you saw him play last week, his numbers were absolutely not impressive. But one of the things that I look at, and especially being a former offensive lineman, I look at a guy's demeanor. I look at how he handles you know, what his body language is, how he handles the huddle, how he handles situations, you know, how he moves. And he looked very, very comfortable for a raw rookie out of Saginaw Valley State. You know, not exactly, you know, that's not the University of Alabama. You know, he came in and I thought he looked the part. He looked like a pro. And from everything I've heard, he has handled himself that way and has been really, really impressive.
Chris, great stuff, man. Enjoy the broadcast night. We'll look forward to seeing you around the CFL circles this year.
Absolutely. I'm sure we'll run into you.
You betcha. Chris Burns, former player, analyst for TSN 1040.